Hi, love, and welcome to Listening to Your Gut. My name is Kelly Bluth, and I am a certified holistic nutritionist with a passion and purpose in this life to educate and serve others, like you. As a woman with two autoimmune conditions, I have found the power in embracing a holistic lifestyle to support my overall well-being. In each episode, I will share inspiration, tips, or research-proven strategies that will help you to listen to your gut, literally and figuratively. Together, we will work to honor our mind, body, and soul through holistic wellness. I am so pumped we are on this journey together. So let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome back. I have to tell you real quick before we get into this episode, because I was cracking up when I walked in here. I left the room for a moment before I started to hit record, went to go turn the TV on mute so that hopefully nothing would be picked up from out there. And when I came back in, Riker was sitting in my podcasting chair, just looking like, yep, I'm ready to record. Get out of here. This is my podcast. So he's currently sitting in my lap now, and Riley's just walking around behind us. But I just thought you would enjoy that, you know, especially my fur mamas out there. I'm sure that'll bring a smile to your face. So anyhoozle, we are about to dive into an incredible chat that I just recently had actually with my great friend, my dear sweet friend Val. We actually had this chat last week on Friday. At the time of this recording, it would be actually two Fridays ago. But we had this chat inside the podcast Facebook community. So if you are not in there, what are you doing? You better get in there. It is a great place to connect with other like-minded women, and every month I host a woman in the community. Either she's been on the podcast or she's going to be on the podcast, and it's just, like I said, it's a really great place for you to connect with other women, but also to hear other women's stories and also to learn and grow from other women. So just an absolutely phenomenal place to be, and again, it's a free community on Facebook. So come join us over there. We're 85, 84 and growing and strong. So yeah, come join us there. But in this episode that I am sharing with you, this is a chat with, like I said, my girl Val. And I told her after we finished recording, I was like, this has to be a podcast episode. Like, we have to put this out there for everybody to hear. It's just phenomenal. She is an incredible woman that she's brings so much joy, so much positivity, but also so much real and rawness to every conversation that I have with her. And I just love her for that. She's such an authentic human being. And she is a corporate boss babe. She's currently the co-founder of the Mentors Collective. She's a mentor for women. And she also is a podcaster. She's bringing her podcast here back real soon. And I just freaking adore this woman. So in this podcast episode, we are talking all things how to empower yourself, how she works one-on-one with women to support them in learning how to uncover those dark spots, those dark parts of our life, and really bring more light to our life. So I can't wait for you to listen to this. Please let us both know your thoughts on the episode. Share and tag us both if you feel so inclined. And yeah, there is information in the show notes on how to connect with Val. And if you want to work one-on-one with her, I highly recommend doing so. Definitely go chat with her in the DMs, and she is more than willing to share any thoughts on your situation and, of course, how the two of you can connect and work together. So, yeah, without further ado, here is my awesome chat with my fantastic friend, Val. Enjoy. Oh, my goodness. This is the moment I've been waiting for all day. My girl Val is here to talk to us all things really women empowerment and being able to really step into you, owning all sides of you and using that to empower you to take those next steps in your life, whatever they may be. So Val, I'm so excited to have you here.
I can't believe I also get to see you. Oh my gosh, so soon.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
soon, so
Thank
soon.
goodness. Because otherwise this call would be like such a tease and I'd be like,
Oh.
oh my gosh, I just want to like squeeze you. And now I actually get to say that
Yeah,
I could
it is still kind of a tease because it's like it's not yet. It's
squeeze you. So
almost, but it's not yet.
it's a good like precursor. We can like get the energy worked up. And then when I like aggressively attack you, no
That's
one's gonna
right.
be
Me
shocked.
too. Yeah, I'll knock you over when I see you. Yeah. So,
No doubt about it. Like physical touch is my love
love
language.
it. I love it. I'm all here for it. So, Val, we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna talk all things empowering ourselves and really being able to tap into ultimately being able to amplify our voices and really speak our truth and go after those things that are on our hearts. So I'd love for you to start us off by sharing with the listeners and the viewers how you really decided that this was like your thing that you really wanted to help women tackle. Right. I know you have your own story to share and how you've been really living this yourself. So I'd love for you to share, how this has looked for you, how you've been evolving, over time. And then really when you decided that, like, holy crap, I can help other women do this too.
Yeah, it's always so humbling when people are like, so tell your story. It's like, you mean what? what story? And actually that like lends like right into it because I would say that I was always the girl who didn't think she had a story. I feel like I grew up just in your kind of traditional like upbringing environment. I wouldn't say that there was anything horrible or terrible about it. I mean, it was pretty controlling and strict and a lot of, there's stuff there, right?
Sure.
But I just didn't feel like I had like really this huge, big, like earth-shattering story to tell. But of course, as we know, like that's just not true. And it took a long time to kind of understand like where that would lead. And I also just feel like in a way, it's always unraveling. Like I think our purpose doesn't have to be this like linear path. And sometimes we get stuck on this thing of like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? And we feel like once we hit it, then all is going to be great. And I think that this can be like this evolutionary journey. And your purpose gets to change throughout life. So, anyways, I feel like I've kind of, taken this path and eventually have figured out that the people who were the most influential for me when I was in some really dark moments were women who stepped into their own voice. And again, I think that's like this unraveling. Like, I don't think you step into your own voice and you just hit the top of the peak and you're done. I
Yeah.
think you continue to evolve and you're like unraveling in this really beautiful way, hopefully throughout your entire life. But just the willingness to be able to, like, I don't know, get to know yourself more deeply and more authentically and be able to share that is really like the essence of a true self-led leader. So, over the course of different things, just kind of growing up, like I say, in that traditional sense, and feeling like I was pursuing the all-American dream, which is like go get married and have kids and like do that and go to college. And I took all of those steps. I got married. I'm actually divorced, right? And so eventually found myself where I was so frustrated. Like I was coming home from work and just exhausted with myself. I was drinking too much as a coping mechanism. I was acting out in a lot of different ways that were not like, that were all external, like grasping, 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 grasping. And eventually it was Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass. And if you've ever read that, like that was kind of one of my turning points and getting back into like, oh, there's more for me here than just this path of like working in corporate, putting in the time, doing the thing that everyone thinks you're supposed to do. And so that's kind of what started to change the game for me.
That's incredible. I love that. And I also love that you shared too, there is never an end point in our evolution and in the process of us getting to know and understand ourselves. I mean,
Yeah.
I would like to believe that up until the time that we pass from this earth, that like we're going to still be learning new things on a daily basis about ourselves, and
Right.
our thoughts and beliefs and views about things are going to change over time, and that that is the beauty of being a human. So I love
Right.
that you tapped into that too, that it's not just like a, go from zero to hero and hey, I've quote unquote made it. And now, I'm just this, I'm at the top of the hill, like you said. No, there's always these ebbs and flows throughout our life. And I think that's also, the beauty of the human experience that we get
Right.
to experience those ebbs and flows. And that's also what allows us to amplify our voice, because we have those experiences to then draw
Right.
upon and say, hey, like I've been through this. If you've been through this, like I've got you. Like I understand what you're going through. It allows us to connect to people.
Yeah. And I think to add to that, it's like to kind of let ourselves off this hook, because especially as women, especially as ambitious women, right? Like those are the women who tend to like hold ourselves, and honestly, like good for you, girl, because you're like holding yourself to a really high standard, but you're also like holding all of your energy to this high standard. You're holding all of your whatever past to a high standard, and sometimes it's not a real standard, and it's not the standard that like is meant for you. And so I think at times we're holding ourselves to other people's standards, and really we need to kind of just like breathe for a minute, because maybe it's the thing that you had to go through to now like talk to other people about, right? I mean, maybe I've been through divorce and all different kinds of relationship scenarios, and so I feel like maybe there's a unique qualification there that I can actually talk to women about what they're going through if they've been through an abusive situation, if they're trying to like figure themselves out and they feel like they're outgrowing something, right? Or even through career, like I'm trying to, step into my authentic leadership, but I'm afraid to do that. I feel like maybe some of my journey has helped them do that. So what I try to help women understand is like whatever you're going through is something that maybe is part of the purpose, and we sometimes don't realize it at the time. Like, you're probably in a journey right now where sometimes it feels maybe like, oh my gosh, how fast can I get to here? Like I'm here, I want to be here, and I want it to happen like overnight. And sometimes it's like maybe part of that is going to be a story or some experience that you will then be able to deliver or share or help impact others about. And we don't need to put this timeline or this deadline on it, because there's something else there that's going to unravel for you. So I think we need to like let ourselves off the hook a little bit there.
I love that. And just the divine timing piece. Things will happen when they're supposed to happen. Even though some of us, type A personalities, or the, like you said, the very ambitious women that are, got priorities and things in line, to-do list of things they want to accomplish, that can be, and hello, that's me. That can be very challenging. But I think, yeah, giving ourselves that grace and, ultimately realizing that things will play out in due time the way that they're supposed to play out. And that, like you said, you're supposed to go on this journey so that the experiences you have until you get to quote unquote wherever that place is, you've got the stories, you've got the experience, you've got the knowledge, you've got, the insight to get you there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard to see at the time, of course. Like it's hard to see like what's the lesson here? What's the lesson here? And again, as ambitious women, you've had to have like your shit together for so long that you want to have all the answers. You're like looking probably all the time for like, why is this happening? What's going on here? What could I be doing better? And again, like some of those things are really beautiful strengths, but sometimes they're actually saboteurs. And so we need to kind of figure out like where are we actually self-sabotaging ourselves a little bit here, and where is, some of that can be like your light and your essence too, but there's a balance.
Yeah, and on that note, I would love to dive into what are some of the saboteurs that you commonly see in the women that you work with, because we're going to dive into how you can work with Val. Yes. Not just yet. We're going to save that towards the end, but like what are some of the things that you commonly see with the women that you are working with, and just even the women that you see on a day-to-day basis, through your own profession?
I mean, there's like kind of this list, and of course, and some, so I'm going through some training, and I'm certified in positive intelligence, which talks about the saboteurs and is kind of also like I also love shadow work. And so there's kind of some commonalities there. But a lot of what can show up are things like this controller tendency, right? Because you want to make sure that, and we hear controller, we think a lot of negative things, like, I'm not controller. But it's like, girl, like, how many things in your life are you like trying to make sure are all planned out? When something doesn't go right, you're like losing your mind over, right? And so, or when someone brings something up, you're like, oh, I wouldn't do it that way. And you're just like, you want to like jump in and take over. So that's one of them, right? Like a lot of ambitious women have like some controller tendencies. Some of mine are, and I'll just share some of mine because they might resonate too, are, and a lot of women, and I would say probably you too, Kelly, and I love you for this, but are people pleaser, like that tendency comes out. And so there's this like idea that the more that we serve others, the more that we like give of ourselves, the more worthy that we are. And so we like are giving and giving and giving. And unfortunately, at times, then we become resentful and we're like, why did they not know what my needs were? Like, hello, I'm dying over here. But like, you aren't actually like telling people, right? Because you're just giving of yourself because that's what, how you know. And probably when you grew up, like that was the way you found worth, was to like anticipate other people's needs and jump in and like fulfill those needs. Needs, right? And then the other one is achievers. Like, so being a high achiever, but you can also be a hyper achiever, which means that again, you get your worth off of your achievements, which is great, except that it's not, because you are always looking on the other side of the goalpost, and eventually you'll hit these like bottom burnouts where you're just like, what is going on? I am exhausted, right? And I'm so tired. And it's because you're just trying to check more and more and more and more off. And again, a lot of these things, like they'll get louder if we're like stressed or we feel like we're putting pressure on ourselves of some sort. And so then we're like trying to even like more check off the to-do list, or we're trying to like serve others in a higher way. And so those things start to flare up even more when you feel like you're under some sort of pressure or stress.
So thanks, Val. I feel totally
I'm
called out.
sorry.
Thanks. I feel very singled out right now. No, but in the best way. I feel like I don't want to say in the recovery process of this, but kind of, because I felt a lot of the ways that you just described, in the past year, and I'm realizing that, to your point, that does me no good to constantly be checking the boxes off, because yes, then I got to a point where I was like, I got no more energy to give. Here I am. I'm like I felt like a shell of myself. And it was just, yeah, I had to take a breather and reassess my priorities and reassess, like, what does rest look like for me? Rest is not just taking, a quick walk and then coming back and continuing to work. Rest sometimes is taking a whole damn day or a whole week of not working on certain things, so
Which
I
can feel uncomfortable,
it
right?
always sure can. Yeah, it sure can.
Yeah, especially when you're used to being like, okay, I'm working on nine different things, and I'm used to being like high energy, especially if you're very high energy typically. The rest part feels really challenging, especially at first, very uncomfortable.
Yes, I feel
But
that.
the thing I will commend you on though is the fact that you notice it. So like obviously that's the first step, is just to identifying some of these things. And it's hard because you do have to look in that mirror and be like, like when I first realized one of my top saboteurs is being restless, which means that instead of dealing with something, I'm gonna jump to like all the other fun things, or I have like a billion tabs open and I'm gonna like start something, then go on to something else, and I'm gonna get up and get some more water because I need more water all of a sudden. So it's just, but that like keeps you from actually being focused. And sometimes it keeps you also from being really intentional in your relationship because you're not spending time here, right? Like you're jumping like, oh yeah, and then you move on because you don't want to have the hard conversation or whatever. And so that's something that I've had to call myself out on. And it's challenging, it's uncomfortable. And when I first noticed that, like, oh, this is one of my top things, that is one of my like shadows, one of my saboteurs, my partner now looked at me and he was like, you're just now realizing It was like very, you know, it's very apparent to our other, sometimes the people that we're closest to, but to ourselves, we're like, oh, I just think I'm like operating the way I'm always operating. But putting an identification behind that and actually being able to like call it something reduces its power for us. And that's the whole idea, is to like, okay, how can we like identify it and how can we reduce the power? And then we can start to work with it differently.
I love that. I love that. So we're going to dive in here in a moment to more of how you could potentially work on this with Val. But what would you say to the woman who's like, who's maybe me, right? We'll just use myself as an example. Who's me and is like, I want to start figuring out A, what are my saboteurs? And B, how do I start working through those? Like, what would you say to the woman that is like, okay, I'm ready to go on this journey to empower myself and to really uncover what's underneath and to bring that to the forefront? Yes, I know that's going to be scary and daunting at times, but I know that in the end of this, like towards, you know, when I get to the other side of seeing the stuff that I'm currently shoving down, like I'll be a better person for it. What would you say to that woman who's like, yeah, where do I start?
Yeah, I know. That's such a good question, right? Because it's always like, how do we like begin unpacking Pandora's box? And again, this can evolve. So I want to also say that like the saboteurs or some of the things that are like coming up for you now, like the imposter syndrome, those areas, like this is all connected to that. You know, these things can evolve over time. So maybe you're then in a different season of life and different things are flaring up, and that's okay too. So I just want to like acknowledge that. But then I think, you know, one of the ways is like you kind of just identified is to start noticing, like if you start feeling that sense of some sort of level of discomfort. Like if you are noticing that you are like feeling like flustered or you're feeling frustrated or whatever those feelings of, yeah, just any sort of level of discomfort or anger, some sort of unpleasantness within your body, just take a moment and figure out like what is it you're feeling and where are you feeling it? And just kind of like start to identify it, just even barely, just that. And eventually, like you can start to put together some of the puzzle pieces of like what's going on. So if you start to notice that this comes up often when you're doing something for somebody else, oh, I felt like I had to do XYZ for this person. Oh, okay, that's interesting. Then just move on. Like, don't like make a judgment about it. The idea here is being really neutral to it and just kind of like being like a sleuth. Like you're just like Detective Kelly or whatever, right? Like you're going on a mission and we're just trying to like piece some things together and notice some patterns. And so I think it's just identifying those moments when you feel triggered, what's actually happening. And usually then we can start to drill down, or you can take, you know, time to drill even deeper and figure out like, huh, what was going on there? Okay, this was happening. Huh, that's interesting. And we can piece together this like puzzle a little bit better and figure out some of those top things that are kind of like blockers or just giving you that trigger reaction, right? And it's not bad that they're giving you the trigger. So I think sometimes this idea of like the things that are showing up, we want to like minimize them, like shove them aside and just like hate on them a little bit. And I don't subscribe to that philosophy. I believe that we want to kind of take some of our darkness and actually like bring it and invite it into the passenger seat. So they're not the ones driving the car. They're not like controlling the radio. They're not controlling the steering, like none of that. They're coming along for the ride with us. But they're part of the journey and they're part of what got you here, right? Like, so in a way, like some of these things can be your gift, they can be your edge, but we just have to take some of that like control away and then we can neutralize some of the response from our nervous system differently. So again, I think it's more like that observation, like being that like observer, like you're going on this like mission. And starting to identify some of those moments. And then, of course, you can like work with me. I do have assessment that I can give people, and we like walk through some of the top saboteurs and start to uncover some of like where that comes from, right? Because we all have stories about where all these things come from, which is so interesting to make sense of it. But once you like, have you had those assessments where you feel like somebody just made sense of your whole life and you're just like,
Wow. Well, that explains a whole
like,
lot.
what? Like,
I'm
that makes so
going,
much sense.
I'm like, how many years without knowing this knowledge? Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like it's one of those things where hopefully you get a little more insight, and you know whether people like personality assessments or not, or any other assessment, whether it's like astrology or any other type of thing that helps you with your own self-awareness, whatever it is that gives you just a little more insight is super helpful for you to take away as a tool. And so that's kind of what we do. And it's not a personality assessment, by the way, but like still, just like any tool that somebody can give you to help you just like have that little moment of aha helps you like put the pieces together of why and like where it came from. And then you again, you like release some of the pressure off of yourself.
I love
So.
them. I've got so many thoughts. The first one is related to the assessment. And so, I mean, I love those types of assessments because for me, I've done so many of them that like I am to the point where I take what resonates and the rest I let go, right? Like I think there are a lot of people that still try to be like the black and white, like it's either all or nothing. Like I either am that or I'm not. And like I guess I'm to evolved enough of a human being that I'm like, I know that, you know, I know myself ultimately best. And any information that I can gather from, you know, extra things, you know, extra tests and whatnot can only enhance my understanding and allow me to connect more to what I already know to be true about myself and just like, I guess, validate more of, you know, who I am and how I operate and how I, you know, can best conduct myself in different situations. So I love
Right. And
that. And the other
yeah.
thing I was going to share too was I just love the analogy too of like it's in the car with us, but it doesn't like it's not driving us to our destination. I love that. Just having that vision in my mind really helps. And also to your point, like you said, which was, oh, now I forgot it. I had it on the tip of my tongue, but you had said, gosh, what was I going to say?
I said a lot, to
Went
be
in
fair.
and it went out.
Like, I went on a
Yeah,
real
it
like
was in
ramble.
and out. Let me think of what it was.
Well, I can add something
Yeah,
for
no,
you.
add. And then I'll think of it and then I'll tell you.
What I was gonna say is like this is something that is universal. So, you know, self-sabotage, imposter syndrome, all of that. It literally like there's not somebody on the planet that this hasn't applied to. And it can be the most evolved, like master of them all, but that's because like they at some point were dealing with this and probably still have like little levels of it, right? Like it's just because you've kind of evolved doesn't mean you don't have these moments of dealing with whatever's in your past. So that's what I love about this work too, is it's literally like non-exclusive. It's all encompassing and it applies to all different layers of leadership too. I will just tell you that the most like the highest level of CEOs, like not that it matters, but I think sometimes we put these people on this huge pedestal and there's always this work to be done. Like always their leadership evolves back to how connected they are in relationships, where they feel like they're not giving and serving and why they're feeling blocked and like how can we work through some of that so that they can make sure that they're a whole human. Like we know, this is why we know that, you know, celebrities, when we're like, oh my gosh, they had it all, or like certain famous people. And then, you know, we hear of horrible things happening. Like, oh my gosh, how did we not know that person was dealing with all of this? It's proving the point that we all are dealing with something and that getting to certain levels of success or whatever we deem worthy does not, is not the recipe for internal fulfillment.
I love that.
Not to go dark, but
Oh,
I want people to feel like, you know, you don't have to, like, we want to do the inner work, of course, and that's what's going to yield like your outward success too. But it's really all about like, how good are you here?
I love that reminder, and I love that, you know, doing this type of work, like you said, can be truly for anyone, the people at the very top, and also those of us like myself who are just, you know, your average run-of-the-mill individual. So I think it's, you
You're not an average run-of-the-mill individual, huh? Wonder what saboteurs at play here, Kelly.
we're gonna have to unpack that. That's what we're gonna have to do is unpack that. See, I'm setting you up for coaching me. See, that's part of what this is all about. Not just teasing.
I'm excited. Like we could go on a whole
Me
tangent
too.
like for the
Me
next
too. We need China part two. Yep, we just take everybody along for the journey and just unpack myself as we go.
I know that could actually be really cool. We could both unpack ourselves this
That would
weekend.
be. Hey, you know what? We
Live
didn't have to
hot
hold
seat coaching.
that. Back and forth. Yep. I love that. But where it was headed, that thought has left the building. So I don't know where it went. Maybe I will get it back and then I'll text it to you later. But
Good.
where I did want to go next was really just sharing more about what does it look like to work with you in terms of, yes, you said you will do the assessment with women, but like what else does this encompass? What is working with you one-on-one? How will that help women truly to open up and start to unpack those saboteurs? Because I know it works because I've seen the work that you're doing. So like walk us through what it would look like to do this work with you.
Well, I use it as like a tool in my ment. So I'm doing like one-on-one mentorship right now, and then eventually want to do some group things and all of that with different programs. But right now, what it looks like is I use that as kind of a way to help us guide where we need to go, and then it also just helps me like. In the coaching world, just helps give you a baseline of like what somebody's working with. It's kind of like a doctor like looking at your blood work. I don't know, that's a weird analogy, but you understand what I'm going with. It gives you kind of this like, okay, this is what we're dealing with, so that when we are helping you like set goals and get to the next level, that sometimes when you're blocked or things come up, we can reflect back and see like what is holding you back and continue to do some work there. And then as part of my like, I love to give. And I feel like I have clients now who are like, oh my gosh, but that have enjoyed it too. But I love to give like a good like homework and journal prompts and things to reflect on. And sometimes they are tied to some of the that shadow and some of the saboteurs. And so a perfect example I was thinking about with this is like, you know how sometimes you probably know people or you've seen them or they're friends of yours, maybe. This is a better example. They're friends of yours, and you're like, huh, they seem like they kind of like show up online, but in like a diluted version of them. And I feel like, we're like, oh my gosh, like you are great and like I love you, but like I feel like you're not like, ugh, like I want to just see all of you, and your brand could be so different, edgy. Like you could think of all the things that they could be doing, or just like different edgy versions of them where you're like, I know you've been through this. Why are you not sharing that? And oftentimes it's because we're not doing the work around the shadow. We're not bringing in the darkness with us. So those are kind of some examples of how I see it, especially in leadership too. Like if you see that like boss or that leader or that woman who's just kind of like all the time, they seem, oh, everything's good, everything's fine. Often, like we're not embracing the other darkness and all of that. And so the reason I bring up the dark side is not because I'm like some weird goth chick, but it is because I literally believe that when we can start to love our darkness as much as we love the light, we end up becoming not only like we end up becoming our own like guru. So guru, the word, is actually has encompasses both light and darkness. And it's from Sanskrit. And so there's like these, I can't remember, I think it's like the seed like sounds or whatever of the word is both light and darkness. And so I think there's something really important about that. And it really does give us our edge when we're able to start to love all sides of ourselves. Again, like bringing it along versus smashing it down and thinking, oh, it's just this again, like the mean girl. I don't really like that because that is a negative connotation. I want to love all of her, right? Like I want to love Val that's gone through all of the trauma and all of those bad decisions that were in my whatever mid-20s. Like I want to love those parts too, because when I start to invite that in, that becomes my edge, both in mentorship. So I show up really edgy. I show up like I'm going to give advice. I'm going to ask questions, but I'm also like, I'm going to invite you to be your whole self. And that's how I best serve. It might not be for everybody, but I'm not meant to be for everybody, right? So when we go on this journey, it's meant to really be kind of like, yeah, we're going to set some goals. We're going to do the work. I'm not here to like, I am here to make you feel good, but I'm also here to like push that edge and make sure like we start to love her too.
So the next question is, when do I sign up? Like, when do we start working? When do we start doing
I
it?
mean, how soon
Really?
are you free? Because you've only got like 12 books you're working on, and like, I don't know, a bunch of like things you're trying, a speaking gig. I don't know, like.
I know we're gonna have to dive into this next week a little bit more when I see you in person, and then go full on into this work together because, like, yeah, I've been fascinated since you've shared this, this journey of you starting the one-on-one mentorship and the book too. Can you share the book that you read that has the correct
Yeah.
that has the actual assessment in it, correct? Like that's where you found the assessment was through this book.
Yeah, and like I signed up for the training. It was something recommended through executive coaching, which I was like, "What? How do you use this in executive coaching?" Same way that I'm talking about, right? Like, so we actually give, executives this assessment, and then they're able to work with them differently on some of the same things, right? Like, where is this showing up when you're looking at making strategic decisions, or just even whatever might come up during this coaching conversations? So the book is called Positive Intelligence. And I do like, I love learning about that. But the only caveat I will add is that my twist on it is I like to love the darkness more than that content will demonstrate. And so, and not because I don't think that there's not a right or wrong, but I always do the same thing I tell, anybody to do, which is take what sticks, like you talked about at the beginning. Like, take what's a hell yes and leave whatever doesn't resonate for you. And that's kind of what I've done, is like, I totally understand this. It has helped me as well as so many other things have done. And so I'm kind of like using it as a combo and also just like embracing it for myself too. So I'm never gonna like give you advice that are is something I wouldn't do or haven't done myself already. So it's something that definitely has helped me, but then I also like have put a little bit more of a Val twist to it, I guess,
Love the
if
Val twist.
you
It, what
will.
is
Yeah, added in some more
the
things. A little bit different, and I really do believe in the power of women, and like, we've really evolved to this point, but there's still more work to do. And I think that once we can kind of peel back some of those layers, like, it's amazing. And I'm sure you've witnessed this too. It's like when you start to watch women step into what they're meant to do, it's like a whole different force. It's a whole different energy. And when those kinds of women show up, they really like transform lives. You're doing that. I mean, you're a perfect testimonial to that, like your podcast, the communities that you serve. And it's all been this evolution. And I just want to point that out again. Like, the more that you can love the journey, the more that you're going to impact more people. So I love working with women like you and like whoever is in your community that might be interested, of course. But
So how can women then connect with you to if they're like, oh my God, you are speaking to me, Val. Please help me.
like a wave in the flag. Oh my
Val.
God. I get you. I get it. Yeah, you can come find me on Instagram. I'm at Hey Valerie Lynn. So that's kind of where you can grab me right now. You can send me an email. Kelly knows how to get a hold of me too, but I'm there. I'm on LinkedIn, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm also working on like a certification program, so that will be coming to you in the next like month or two. So I'll of course share more information about that. But yeah, I'm excited. It's been a journey, but it's been such a good one, and I'm really grateful for it. It's gonna keep evolving. So I look forward to seeing it all unfold.
It is, and I've loved watching you just go through this process and like I said, evolve. And then like when you shared with me the first time that you were, working on this, like that's the coolest part is to see someone in their element, in their zone, like truly lit up by what they're doing. And that's what I feel you're doing right now. It's like this is bringing you so much fulfillment and joy to be helping other women to really ignite the possibilities in their lives.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I really like, again, I love working with like self-led women. I would say like that. That's how I'd describe it. I want to see as many women step into their own internal leadership as possible, whether that's through mentorship or whatever, whatever resonates with you, right? I believe that we all have these gifts and these stories and these voices and these things. And likely there's people out there who, whether they're listening to this or not, like you've been through something and experienced something that you've gone through that you from time to time wondered if you needed to put out there into the world. And I would just say like that isn't showing up for no reason. And that, there's going to be a time and eventually you'll get there, but maybe it's certain people that help you like open that door. And that is perfectly good too, because I know for me, it took other women helping open doors and windows and all of the things to have me start to see the light and to kind of come into loving like the whole picture. And so I feel like I'm embracing all of me in different ways than I ever have before. And that's the self-love that we talk about. Because sometimes we think of self-love as like this flowery, like hearts and just like baths. And we know that it's more than that. But when you can like love all pieces of you and start to really embrace that, there's something else that happens in that journey and that process. And then you start to see it in cool ways outside of yourself too. So.
That is a perfect way to wrap up this conversation. Val, you know I could talk to you all stinking day. But I do want to be respectful of your time. So thank you so much for coming in here and chatting with me. This has been wonderful. You are wonderful. And I will share your Instagram handle below the video so that women can connect. And if they're like, yes, she's speaking to me. Yes. Hello, I need help. I am so SAU right now. Then they can head your way.
Even if they just want to connect with like a fellow weirdo, please just
That
like reach
too,
out. Yeah,
yeah. The Weirdo Club is available. I'm part of that too. So yes, please come join.
I love it. Thank you so much for your invite. I just feel so honored and like flattered that you invited me to come into this beautiful space and to hold space for me and for the community the way that you do. You really like have a true, I think you have a true gift. And I don't know, I think there's some really exciting things for you on the horizon. So I'm just thrilled that I get to like lock arms with you and do that together and watch it happen. And listen to
Thank
Oh
you.
gosh.
Thank you.
You know I
I'm
love
receiving. I'm receiving.
you.
I'm
Good.
taking in. Thank you.
Good job.
You are the best.
We need to work on like let the love in a little bit.
Yep, that's what. Let's add that to my list of saboteurs. We need to let the love in because currently it's not fully trickling in. It's just, there's some blockages there.
I adore you. I'm so glad we had this time together. This like just made my whole entire Friday weekend, all the things until I could see you.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. It is my mission to support as many women as possible, and together we can make that a reality. I am honored to be on this journey together. Until next time, I love you. I'm always here for you, and I'll talk to you soon.